It's 6 o'clock.
Heather.
And I'd like to call this public meeting to order. The purpose of this public hearing is to provide any interested person an opportunity to present an oral or written presentation to council of the region of Queens municipality with regard to the intent to enter into a development agreement with Albert and Paula Doucette to allow for a three-unit fixed roof overnight accommodation on property identified as PID number 7026-0948. The procedure for this public hearing is as follows. A, opening remarks. Every person is eligible to speak, but first must be recognized by the chair and must give his or her name and address before commencing. A person may speak more than once, but preference will be given to those who have not previously spoken. This meeting will be conducted following parliamentary procedure. This council uses its own rules of order as well as Borno's rules of order. The floor is staff review and comments. Director McLeod.
Yes, Mayor Norm, just a brief background.
Just one moment.
Conflict.
Clarence, conflict?
Yes.
Proceed.
Yes, the owners of a vacant parcel of land on Beach Meadows Beach Road in the community of Beach Meadows have made an application to rezone the subject property from a hamlet core, a hamlet residential to a hamlet core zone. It's the intent of the applicants to construct a triplex dwelling, which they would like to use for either a short-term or a long-term rental. So a triplex dwelling itself is a use that is permitted within the hamlet residential zone if it's utilized for a long-term rental. However, as short-term rentals go, there is only one short-term rental permitted per lot under the hamlet residential zone. So in order for potential to use all three units for short-term rentals, I guess it's not permitted under the current regulations. So I guess one option, as the application permits, is to consider rezoning of the subject property to the hamlet core zone. And this is provided to the council's consideration under policy 5-48 of the municipal planning strategy. The municipal planning strategy also contains provision when looking at amendments such as rezoning. It identifies a number of criteria that council will take into consideration in evaluating such a proposal. That's under policy 6-21 of the planning strategy. In looking at a rezoning, there is concern from staff that would open up the potential use of that property to quite a substantial list of uses. So another option under the municipal planning strategy is that council has the ability to consider specific uses through a development agreement process. So we'd be limited to a limited number of uses. That's under policy 6-18 of the planning strategy.
Director McLeod, can you project your voice as loud as you can? Because okay. I know it's been a long day, but.
Yeah, so essentially there are three options for council's consideration. One of those is to maintain status quo and deny the application request. The second is to rezone the property from hamlet residential to hamlet core. And the third is to enter into a development agreement to allow the specific use of a short-term rental, a three-unit short-term rental on the subject property. So staff, when reviewing the application, are of the opinion that the best option would be to address this through a development agreement process, and the Planning Advisory Committee, who met to discuss the application, concur and made a recommendation in favor of moving forward with the development agreement process.
The floor is now open for comments. Yes, sir. Come back. Well, you can stand or sit, but please speak into the mics because that picks up the recording.
Sure. My name
bought our home 10 years ago with the view that we would live there. We would try to draw our three daughters from the west back east, and that we would retire there. We still work full time, or more than full time, in Halifax, but we also come down every weekend, every summer, and every possible holiday because we love the area so much. We're able to work here as well, which is basically all we do. But that aside, you know, because of the internet, what can I say about it? In terms of our enjoyment of this community, what has been most important to us is being integrated within its social fabric, and particularly enjoying what I believe to be a Nova Scotian treasure, the Beach Meadows Beach, the Beach Park. We spend as much time there as possible. We're fortunately still able to walk down to the beach and use it the way other people do. My partner's a long-distance swimmer. She swims there, you know, from June through October. I went to because it's so cold. You know, our daughters go there, and we cycle in the neighborhood. I want to talk briefly about the process to date. I want to observe that this is a substantial variation from the existing land use, and I believe it has the risk of permanently disrupting our community. Process to date has been, from my perspective, manifestly unsatisfactory. We had no idea that there was going to be a development proposal. If there has been a planning advisory committee meeting, we weren't invited. I was given no opportunity to present. So it strikes me, unless my neighbors were, who were also opposed, they may have only heard one sentence. I want to speak to the staff report of February 28, 2023. I do not believe, as it portrays this, that this is an appropriate location for this development. Staffs has observed that there has been a steep increase in short-term rentals. That probably is province-wide. I think there are costs for communities anytime this occurs, whether in rural or urban communities. In this case, you are asked, the developer is asking that council permit short-term rentals to a limited degree. What I'm concerned about is that doing this would disrupt the community and set a very bad precedent for the future of Beach Meadows and other vulnerable communities in the Beach Meadows area. Clearly, there is going to be a higher traffic volume if this happens. I've already written to the mayor and our MLA about the speeds that people drive on the Beach Meadows Beach Road. I'm told that there's nothing that can be done about that because it's a provincial matter. But people already drive there too fast. This is a quiet community. What we hear at night is the ocean, the frogs, the birds, and the wind. Not being sentimental about it, but that's what we hear. That's what we want to continue to hear. No matter how respectful the owners of this property are, and I'm sure they're good citizens who have the best intentions, they won't be able to control what goes on, you know, in this development. It'll be we who are within, in my case, 150 feet of the driveway, you know, who will bear the cost. I've said this is a very dangerous precedent, and I believe that strongly. The problem is, if you allow this development agreement, what are you going to say to the next developer who asks for exactly the same thing? What is going to happen to the Beach Meadows Beach Park area? There are lands that are vacant just behind my house and other properties. I'm not saying that you would have to say yes, but what would be the arguments that would be made against future development of a similar scale? I do not believe, and I've said this in my brief, council can be satisfied that the development criteria have been met, and there are a number of particular vulnerabilities in the application. I mentioned specifically that I don't see how you can be satisfied about concerns regarding the character of the community. I see no analysis whatsoever of the nature of the Beach Meadows community. When we came there, it had been and remains a stable community with many older folk, older even than us, and young folk, and people who have made, you know, deep commitments over the long term to the area. Among other things, then, staff says that there is a risk of creating excessive traffic hazards or congestion. concerned about the natural environment, the policy that you are required to consider says that you have to assess things such as soil erosion, siltation, drainage issues, and impacts on known habitat for species at risk. And we're used to there seeing the foxes particularly, and I'm not saying they're at risk, but you know, they are our neighbors as well. And this is a vulnerable wetland area that abuts the Beach Meadows Beach Park. So in my mind, any development that puts that at risk should be discouraged. These are all part of the issues that you're required to consider: grade, soil, geological conditions, and vulnerability of adjacent wetlands properties. In terms of effects on the community then, clearly overnight accommodation is inconsistent with what we have now, and I don't see how it could be anything else other than socially and ecologically disruptive. Will have a negative impact on others like us who are peaceful, low-density users. So, in sum then, you know, this is a fragile area ecologically, and it abuts, you know, the Beach Meadows Beach Park, and the wetlands at which are the border of the park. I think that if you allow this, you're putting everything at risk in terms of the social and ecological character of our community. Maintaining the status quo is all I ask you. We ask for the protection of the existing policies and law, which were well thought out and which went into the zoning of this environment, and are suggesting that that will best for future generations. If I had my druthers, and if you asked my advice, and I won't, and you won't, then I'd say, why not make a fair offer to purchase this land on behalf of the municipality so that the wetlands can be preserved for future generations and so that the pristine nature of the Beach Meadows Community Park will be kept. We've all seen examples of what goes wrong with development in areas such as the Eaglehead debacle, and there will be others if you as council members are willing to sacrifice the character of our neighborhood. I hope you won't. I hope you'll see future generations as people to whom you should be thinking of as your constituency, not just me. You know, I'm going to be a landowner there for, God knows, at my age, not that long probably, but I'm thinking of my daughters and our grandchildren. And I think they will thank you if you protect this land. They won't if you let this redevelopment and others occur. So I'm happy to answer any questions if you wish. Otherwise, I'll sit down.
Thank you. And generally, we are here to listen.
Okay.
Council did have your notes and did have the opportunity, if they so wished, to reach out to you. So.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity of presenting my view as an adjacent member.
Thank you. Who else would like to speak?
My name is Randy Dickey. I rode in Brooklyn and have a seasonal property. And not as prepared as the previous. But I just want to express my
else who would like to speak? Any other speakers?
Hi there, my name's Rick Conrad. I live at 1550 Storm Shore Road in West Berlin. I don't live near the property, but I'm a frequent and regular user of Beach Meadows Beach. I did have some questions. I don't know if they'll be answered, but I just wanted to raise them as points of concern for me. I'm just wondering whether staff has done any kind of study about traffic patterns and how this development may affect those. Right now, that the Beach Meadows Road, barely two cars can go down at the same time and barely get past it with another car coming the other way. I'm a bit concerned about how traffic will be affected if this is allowed. I'm concerned, it was hard to really get a full sense of it in the size of the photocopy I have, but the plans seem to be envisioning a driveway over part of the wetland, which is, I may be incorrect about that, but I'm concerned about that. I'm wondering if there's a wetland delineation study done, which I believe is required in these cases. And also, I found it interesting as well that we keep hearing, especially lately, that in Queenstown we want more long-term housing to be developed, to be built, to accommodate the healthcare workers that are coming in, other people coming into the community. I find it interesting that we're potentially changing the requirements for this land to allow for short-term accommodation. It seems to fly in the face of, just heard last week at this meeting, people stand up talking about how important it is to have long-term housing. So that to me seems to be a bit of a contradiction. And I just echo the earlier comments. I'm very concerned about how it may change the character of the community when you potentially could have up to 18 people staying at this place at any one time, if I read that correctly, three bedrooms for each unit. I just would like to see a bit more care taken in areas such as this, especially when we're talking about wetland on that property.
Are there any other speakers? Yes.
I'm Charlie Crawford, 1108 Brooklyn Shore Road, and my comment is just regarding the wetland itself. Just wanted to draw people's attention to what is actually back there. A lot of you may not know. We have a beaver den, active denning every year. Snapping turtles, painted turtles, and ducks of all sorts, foxes and deer regularly passing through, and river otters as well, as just a week back. So that was my only comment, is I wanted people to know that we can't see over the brush from the parking lot, but we can see from our area.
Thank you. Are there any further comments?
Dan Munzel, live at 980 Brooklyn Shore Road. I grew up in Beach Meadows, turned 18 to escape Beach Meadows, and have arrived back a few years ago. Certainly very near and dear to me, the community. Spent summer as a kid on the beach. I'm sufficiently old now to recognize that I really don't like change. And I'm seeing a good deal of change occurring in areas and ways that I personally find a little upsetting. I guess my major concern here would be precedents that this sets. I look around the southern Queens, the lake frontage, ocean frontage, and once you start opening up the Pandora's box, then I don't think you're going to be able to shut that door. So I think that there really needs to be a line drawn now, and that's my greatest concern. Thank you.
Thank you. Who else would like to speak?
I'm Rob Crawford. I've been hardly given a letter.
this gets allowed, and then what happens with other sites? So technically, if this gets allowed, then we could do something with our property and turn that into some type of business as well, since that was allowed. So just wanted to echo that.
Yep. Any other voices? In the back? Oh, in the back, it's hands up first.
Number one. Hi, Brian Moore from 163 Eagle Head Wharf Road. My concern is the Department of Environment and Natural Resources. As far as I'm concerned, they have no credibility in this province. When you see what's happening in Eagle Head with Peter Tully Development going ahead, all in the back of the wetland area, all along there, that got approved. Crescent Beach, another one, that got approved. And now this other wetland area, if anything's going to be done, it should be the delineation report from the environment and going to this area and doing a study on these things. The people who work for the Department of Environment and Natural Resources are not qualified to that standard to approve these projects that are going ahead. That's it.
Brian Muldoon, 980 Brooklyn Shore Road. My main point would be what other people have already said is the precedent that's the set. And, you know, the next piece of property would be a trailer park. And we've seen it at Green Bay, and we're going to see it at Cherry Hill Beach. And, you know, when do we stop that pendulum of going to make this hamlet into an area that isn't suited for? So maybe allow one unit. Why does he have to have three units on there if it's zoned for a single dwelling? Have a single dwelling. Who says we need three? I mean, we could put 10 in between our place and the next place. So where does it stop? So that's my main concern. Thank you.
Any other speakers?
We're frequent users, Rick more than me, of Beach Meadows Beach. I grew up in Eagle Head. Yeah. The second most popular beach after Eagle Head. And which is fast disappearing, but we won't get into that tonight. I just want to, I'm not going to repeat what everybody else has said, but I just want to make a point that I feel like we're here tonight, or I'm here tonight, trying to justify why this development agreement should come. Whereas the real question is, why should it be signed? We have gone from a little planning, land use planning bylaw that was 16 pages long to this massive tome that took years to develop and cost us a fortune. And it appears to me tonight that we're just tossing it aside, as if it means nothing. Well, my question is, what is the justification for this change? And when you vote on this, councillors, I would suggest that that is the question you have to answer. Why should the change be made? And a change is either a change in the zoning or a development agreement. Either of those is a change. So I just ask you to ask yourselves, why should a change be made? Why are we not following our plans and our strategies unless a reason is given? I can't help but point out that, in fact, the developers here did not ask for a development agreement. This was brought up by staff. You provided us in the information with what the developers asked for. The developers asked for a zoning change. It seems to be pretty much accepted that a zoning change, nobody wants that. I don't know why staff then went out of their way to come up with another way to accomplish this. I would suggest that that is not the way that this should have proceeded. If a developer wants to do something, the developer absolutely no justification for this development agreement or for the change, or for a zoning change. So I would suggest that the status quo is what is the only logical choice. Thank you.
Yep. Do we have anyone else who wishes to air their views or their opinion?
Captain Cole, 29 Smithfield Road. I'm within 100 feet. And as far as I'm concerned, too, I don't agree with what's going on. And has been flooding the road for the last 20 years down below. So this, they'll be able to put another one. That's the other piece of property. At the other end of it. Also. And also there's a counselor that has a parent that owns land. The other two sides, I mean, so can he be able to do the same thing down the road? And he, Al came to me and he told me that there were two places there. And they were for his kids. Now I find they owe nice places. So I'm not a big fan of it, and I don't think anybody else would like it either.
Any other comments? Any other comments?
So I'm the developer. Do you mind just gonna turn around for 1 second? Affect all of you? Affect all your opinions? Affect the land? Affect the beach? Affect the area? Okay. 50 odd years. My office above it. Kevin, I've come up to you to talk to you.
Yeah.
Kevin mentioned what he said, but.
Yeah, I'll do.
Andre.
And.
You have to. Name, civic address. Please.
To address some of the concerns of people.
Name, civic address, and then you can talk.
Andre Doucette, Lot 2, Brooklyn Shore Road. I'm obviously a favorite because I'm the one doing it. This is something that we're looking to set up so we can have a future down in that area. The land was for sale for 3 years. No one took purchase of it. We tried to figure out a way to be able to have that kept in our family and be able to have that for generations to come with my new child being born with our family itself. To address some of the concerns when it comes to traffic, speeds, we actually run radar tests on the road. So we can actually have the driveway put where it is. We actually tried to go ahead and have the speed limit reduced on that road from 50 to 30. We were denied that, but we have run radar tests on it. We are looking to be able to respect the area and the neighbors around it as much as humanly possible by keeping as many trees in the area as possible so it doesn't disrupt it from the road, from the neighbors on either side or in the back of us. We're not looking to disturb the wetlands at all. We have had people come in. We have looked at bad stuff. We have set it in an area in the property that is the highest point that will not disrupt those certain areas. Because again, we also very much respect the land, respect the area, respect the values of the property itself. At the present moment, the way it's zoned, we have the ability to build the three units. Two is long-term, one is short-term. The rezoning of this is not going to affect whether we can or cannot build that. It will give us options down the road. We haven't fully decided if we're going to use this as short-term or if we're going to use this as long-term. We're looking at it to be able to have that option in the future for how it happens. Again, I want to say very loudly, I respect everyone behind me. I respect all their opinions and I respect their views. And we respect the land and the area that this is going to affect. This is something so we can set up a future for my family and so we can come down and enjoy this area that our family has been a part of 50 odd years. And we want to do that in the most respectful way possible with limiting how this would disrupt others in those areas.
further comments?
I'm Al Doucette. I'm Al Doucette, out of 189 Waterloo Street, Liverpool. Just there's a couple of misinterpretations, I think. I've had this property, our family, for almost 60 years. And we've looked after the property. And Randy's absolutely right. The thing has changed a lot as far as the flooding is concerned. But that's got nothing to do because we didn't do anything in that land. So the flooding was a natural occurrence. Made possible because of the beavers, the beaver dams, also the road that was put in, as you go down and you turn right and you go that way, that road that was put in stopped a lot of the water from leaving Mel's Pond. There was a lot of more growth of trees and everything, so it didn't go down to the marshlands behind the cottages that it used to. So that was all naturally happening, so it had nothing to do with any of that because we weren't using the property. So, and when my father bought the property, it went right to high water mark. So what has happened since that time is my mother donated the property where that building is right now, the region is building, and also the walkway to the beach that the public is using. And it was donated so that the kids could use it for a baseball diamond. So actually, our property went right to the beach at one time. So part of our property was taken away or donated for the good of the community. But we've done that. So then when we decided after my mother died what we should do with the property, decided that we should put it up for sale. So we did. And we had nobody wanted to buy it. None of our neighbors wanted to buy it. So we could have bought it and whatever we wanted to do it.
Well,
I want to answer the things that they're asking.
But,
so part of the,
but they shouldn't
part
be
of the property that we're building on is not wetlands at all. It's quite high. It's all been, we've had the engineers come in, look after the whole thing as far as septics are concerned, well is concerned, and where the Mel's Pond is concerned. So we're not going to build on any of the other part of the property. So we're not going to affect any of the wetlands. Now, if we go and sell it to somebody else, who knows what somebody else might do. They might build on the wetlands, I don't know. But we have no plans to do that. We have one plan to put that property in that one area. We want to make it so that other people can come down and enjoy this beach. I mean, it's not somebody's private beach. It's a beach that everybody can use in the province. And you know, I'm really interested in recruiting people to come here. This parochialism and this elitism that this is our beach and it should be nobody else's. I don't like that. I want to share this beach. When I take people around and show them the community, the physicians from Scotland and everything, I go to Beach Meadows and I show it to them because I'm really proud of them. And so whatever I would do, and my son, to carry on in the tradition of our family, this is now going into four generations, I would really like to have that continue. So what we would do there would be, it's not going to be three bedrooms. Each one of them is two bedrooms. So, you know, you're not talking about the numbers that people were talking about here. People would be coming and going. It wouldn't be as if they're coming all at the same time. It would be quite very, very manageable. And the quality of the construction, if we were going to do this, we would be having people come down for a three-night minimum. We might not even decide to do it as short-term rentals. And right now, the way it's zoned, we can just go right ahead and do it. I mean, it's not going to change the fact that you're going to allow us to do it with all short-term rentals if we choose to do that. That's not going to make the difference whether we do the project or not.
property that we've had for a long time, we have looked after, we will continue to want to look after. If somebody wants to buy it, I would certainly entertain that. But, you know, come and tell me, you want to buy it, you want to look after it, that would be fine. I want to use the property to allow other people to enjoy this public. I want to bring other people into the community. I want to grow the community. I think that we can't stand still. And, you know, I'm recruiting physicians. I've just recruited 6 physicians here. They're coming, and what I'm showing them is the fact that we have a growing community. Things are exciting. Things are happening here. They don't want to come to something that's so, you know, things are not happening. So that's when I come here and I talk about housing. We need improved housing. I'm not sure what we would do with these once we have built them as far as long-term, short-term. I need short-term rentals for people to come down and do locums for the physicians that are working here. So we need a whole lot of stuff here. We just don't need 1 or 2 things. And again, if the people want to keep it exactly the same and nothing else changes, it's going to be when these other people die, who wants to come to something that's dead? So I want to have an exciting thing. I want to bring people down here that are going to look at the place and say, this is a great place to live. This is a great place to come and have an occupation. That's what I'm kind of working at. So I can appreciate the people having these emotions, but I can tell you I've got emotions for this property. I've spent a lot of time here, and there's no way that I'd be doing something that would make it worse. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anyone else who would like to speak? Hearing. Oh.
I didn't want to speak to somebody else before going.
Nope, I'm sorry.
I just want to engage very directly with the issue that was just brought up. It's somehow or other parochial and elitist to talk about this beach as our beach. I don't own this beach. I live close to it, as do my neighbors. But I don't think about it as anything else other than public property. That's why my highest and best use of this land would be if you councillors, you know, went, you know, to this, you know, good citizen and said, you know, we understand what you had in mind, but we think it would be better to keep it as a public resource. They could put their offer and purchase it on behalf of the community. That, I think, would reassure everyone that we are not going to develop in a manner that's unattractive compared to the history of this county and what really brings people here. So to demonstrate energy and vitality, you don't have to have intensive development either here or anywhere else. What you need to do is show people the beauty of the existing place and to value the community spirit that pervades it. So that's what I prefer. I knew the land was for sale. I thought about it. I thought, well, I can't afford this and pay for this, that, the other thing for my 3 girls. But, you know, I thought about it. I'd like to, you know, the community to buy it. But there you go. I, as I said, that's what I would rather have if it's an old property.
Any further comments?
Brian will do it again. I really strongly believe that we should follow the rules that are in place. And I know from experience that operating a short-term rental is monetarily very successful. People do not make a lot of money on long-term rental. But with building costs that are happening now, in order for him to get back his development for fees, short-term rental is the way to go. But 1 unit did. So we have an Airbnb down the road. We could have put 2-bedroom pods all over it, but it would just detract from the environment and the area. And having multi-units is not really the
Any other comments?
Terry, can you hear Hunts Point?
South Beach Hill Road. We have two beaches out there, Hunts Point Beach, Hunterville Beach, both beautiful beaches. They did developments on the quarter deck, and the regional one down at the bottom of the road at Hunts Point Beach. None of those have affected the property, the beaches at all in any way. They have not lessened the value of the property, they have increased the value of the property. As far as wetlands, there are strict regulations involved with wetlands, especially if they had had on the, but if there's a problem there, government step in. As far as treatments, council, county, I think these things, I might be wrong, but I'm assuming that these options are in the rules and regulations, what they can do, they're not making them up with their head. Styrofoam. As far as purchasing the property, Kevin said that he thought of buying it, but again, he couldn't afford it. So rather than put burden onto the taxpayer to buy the property, or offer to buy the property, I suggest that they get a farm together, and all of them together, and make an offer on it. You know, rather than one person, as a group, that way they control what's going on. I don't think personally, I don't think anybody better steward property, but his own Queens can do it. Of the staff, and that's what I've known for years. It might be something real, but there's stuff like that, I mean, some of the contractor, that could be a contractor. I think step away, go ahead and don't want that to, take an offer, group, that way it's not going to go. Oh, as far as the flooding goes, I agree, it's probably be, but I find example, I'm sure it's better for me, it's wrong for you, what they'll do with that.
Are there any further comments? I see a hand.
I might end up in tears, but Marie. Marie Barnes, 1136 Brooklyn Shore Road. I've probably been coming to Beach Meadows since I was 20 when my father died. But we live permanently now in the house on the corner of the Shore Road and Beach Road, and have been very involved with the community forever and ever. That there's a time that we wouldn't be in Beach Meadows Park.
Breathe deep.
Yeah.
Breathe deep.
Shoot. I've known Andre for 45 years. Always very concerned and compassionate man. And I know that if he says that he's going to do his best to put a project in place, he's going to do all his homework. He's going to put up a building that is respectful, and the wetlands aren't going to be impacted because he's not building on that. But I'd love to see another member of our family, absolutely, have cottages. This would be his cottage. Could he make some money as well? Absolutely. But I'd love to see another young family coming to Beach Meadows. Not my family, absolutely. People do have concerns, and I understand that. And some of it, I think, is because of, some of it also is because of the building that's been put up there in Beach Meadows without consultation with our community. I think that there's concerns around that, concerns about rezoning, but each time there's a project that would have to be considered independently of the one that's being proposed. So I hear everybody's concerns. I mean, I said to Andre, see my viewplane? Don't mess with my viewplane. But to see something that is taking say that as an aunt, but I also say that as a concerned citizen in my backyard, and I'm fine with that.
Are there any further comments? I guess the only closing remarks that I will make is this, this matter will come before us later this evening, and we all need to be mindful of what the request is. According to our documents today, our current land use zone planning documents, which have just been recently revised, the three units can legally be built. The question that council has is, do they wish to allow all three of them to have the potential to be short-term rentals? Because the current rule states only one short-term rental per hit. So it's not a question of whether or not we allow three units, as three units can legally be built. However, you can only have one short-term rental, and that is the question for council. If they wish to allow more than one short-term rental on the lot, and you must keep in mind that regardless of who the present owner is, the development agreement goes with the property. So whatever decision is made here this evening goes forever and forever with the property. Unless, as we saw several months ago, where an owner of a property wished a development agreement discharged because it was not applicable any longer to their property. So on that note, I call the public hearing to a close, and we're going to start our regular council meeting momentarily. So if everyone wants to stretch.